Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John O'Donohue. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Trusiewski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with O'Donohue covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is hit by the pitch. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Trusiewski moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Sparma covering. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. May scores. Wagner moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Alvis moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Trusiewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Cash reaches third base with a triple. Freehan scores. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. May steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparma strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Sims moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski strikes out. One out. Gates Brown pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Brown moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Cash scores. Brown moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. George Culver now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. McAuliffe scores. Wirt moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Ray Euler pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt scores. Euler moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Gates Brown now playing left field. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Alves takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 3 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. Alves scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Freehan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. 1 out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trasuski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for George Culver. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. May strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.